Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. It may be loony, over the top, and downright daffy, but Luc Besson's sci-fi action thriller Lucy is also a wildly entertaining opus. Scarlett Johansson stars as a woman forced to become a drug mule by some Taiwanese mobsters. A packet of new exotic drugs implanted in her abdomen begins to leak, and voila, she's able to use nearly all of her dormant brain capacity, making her superhuman. She seeks revenge. While it's gratuitously violent and becomes more implausible with each scene, Besson's creative direction and Johansson's sharp performance make Lucy a lively adrenaline rush for action junkies. When Oscar winners Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton join forces with acclaimed director Rob Reiner, expectation levels are high. Sadly, the generic rom-com And So It Goes does not live up to them. Douglas plays an obnoxious real estate agent whose grumpy demeanor begins to melt away when his granddaughter comes to visit. There's not a single believable moment in this labored effort that tries desperately to tug at our heartstrings. The underserved audience of a certain age deserves better than And So It Goes. Gore Vidal, The United States of Amnesia, is a well-made and intriguing documentary about the late novelist and last lion of liberalism. It's mostly talking heads and mostly Vidal talking about himself. His ego was as big as his intellect, so this reverential portrait may be a little off-putting to some. Also opening this week, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is perfectly cast in Radical Comics' version of Hercules. A Most Wanted Man is a suspense drama with the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. I Origins is a sci-fi offering from the director of Another Earth. Chinese Puzzle is a French comedy with Audrey Tautou. Hellion is a dirt bike drama with Aaron Paul. And Zach Braff used Kickstarter to fund his comedy I Wish I Was Here. And finally, the fluffy movie features footage from the stand-up comic Gabriel Iglesias. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!